Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. Once again, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. I know everybody's so busy, and I really do appreciate this, and I feel very honored that you would do this with us, to spend some time with us. We're talking today about pesticides, and it's something that nobody really wants to talk about because they're everywhere. They're ubiquitous, and no one seems to know what to do about it. So we're giving you some ideas as to what to do about it, and we're going to talk about the Dirty Dozen. The vegetables and fruits that have the most pesticides on it, these are the ones you probably definitely want to do organic. And they're going to do the Clean 15. These are the ones that maybe you don't have to do organic. Now, it's best if you do, but it may not be as important. Because I understand there's a reality involved here. If you go out to a restaurant, is it going to be all organic? Probably not. Maybe you're going to a grocery store and they don't have all the organic choices that you want. So we're going to give you some options as to where to make better choices and when to make decisions on when to go organic or not. So I want to talk about cleaning it. We covered that just as we were coming out of break before. I want to cover it again. The most effective cleaning method by far, wash your produce using a mixture of tap water and baking soda. Now, apples, this is interesting with apples. If you take a commercial apple and just pour hot water over it, just, you know, get a tea kettle and pour hot water over it, you're going to see all the wax start to melt off it, or just dunk it in a pot of hot water, boiling water. You'll see the wax just melt off it. So what happens is with apples is they're sprayed usually for pesticides. And again, this is what farmers do, but you just have to make better decisions. And then they take them and dip them in wax to make them shiny. So when you see a big giant apple that's really shiny, chances are it's coated in wax. And if you just dip it in hot water, you'll see the wax melt off it and you'll go, wow, that's a lot. The wax is not the worst thing. The fact that they sprayed the pesticides on it and then dipped it in wax, it sealed the pesticides into the apple. So apples are one of the things I really want you to do organic. But if you soak an apple in 1% baking soda solution for about 10 to 15 minutes, it's found to remove about 80% of a certain fungicide they use to kill fungus and about 96% of a certain insecticide. Now, the industry standard for cleaning apples, running them under tap water or treating them with a bleach solution for about 2 minutes, it's just not enough. But again, apples or anything you need to skin, this is one of the rules I have, is if you're going to eat the skin, make sure it's organic. And we're going to cover this later on, so I don't want to go too much into it. I've got to give you a little tease and keep you watching. So while I try my best to do most organic, sometimes it's just impossible to eat foods that are all labeled organic. Plus, when it comes to produce, again, it may not always be necessary. So when shopping at traditional grocery stores, I use the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 lists to choose what I'm going to buy organic or whatnot. So the Dirty Dozen, these are the foods that have the most pesticides on them. These are the ones you really want to consider doing organic. It's just a play on words, a Dirty Dozen, but these are the ones I always buy organic. Strawberries or any berries, because they have little bumps in them, and the pesticides can build up in the bumps. Spinach, kale, everybody says kale is a great health food. It is. Make sure it's organic, though. Nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, potatoes, and hot peppers. Now, this is important that you consider these things, and this show is going to be on the website, by the way, drjoe.com. And you could listen to the show again, because I know I got a lot to cover. And I just want to make sure you understand that if you miss something, you could always go back to the website and watch it. So those are the ones. Again, if I eat the skin, that's a rule I have. If it's underground, it's one of my rules. These lists might change that a little bit. But the Clean 15 are ones you don't have to worry about so much. Avocados, not that big a deal. They don't use a lot of pesticides. Corn. But here's the thing with sweet corn. Many times it's genetically modified. So even though it may not have a lot of pesticides on it, it could be genetically modified. So corn, even though it's on the Clean 15, I always do it organic. I don't eat a lot of corn. And the reason is when I eat corn, I put on weight. Because what do we feed cows? We feed cows corn to make them what? Fat. Pigs. Fat. So when I eat corn, I put on weight. Even chips at a Mexican restaurant. My little trick on this is I don't have them bring the chips. And if I do have them bring the chips, they bring it after the meal is served. Because if you're like me, And you're going to sit there and you're hungry. Well, I'm just going to have a few chips and salsa and a few chips and salsa. As soon as the basket's done. And you ate hydrogenated oils, high in omega-6 fatty acids, which cause inflammation. As a chiropractor and a pain management specialist, I want to bring down your inflammation, not increase your inflammation. So, and of course, it's going to be corn, which is, can put on the weight. And where do we get high fructose corn syrup from? Corn. So it's loaded with sugar. Pineapples, clean 15. Sweet peas, frozen. One of my favorite foods, frozen sweet peas. I have in my freezer right now because when I'm hungry, I come home from work, I don't know what to eat. I take a bag, open them up, heat them up, put a little olive oil, salt and pepper, and then I add something called nutritional yeast to it, and you got like a pea casserole. It takes 5 minutes. It's spectacularly delicious. It tastes great, inexpensive, so you might want to consider that as something you could add to your clean 15, but also something as a quick meal. Onions, I like to do onions organic because they grow underground. Papayas are okay if you want to get them non-organic. Eggplant, asparagus, kiwi, cabbage, cauliflower, cantaloupe, broccoli, mushrooms, honeydew melons. More than 70% of the clean 15 fruits and vegetable sampled had no pesticide residues. So again, organic, you're going to get more nutrients because it's grown in a richer soil, so it has more nutrients in it. But today we're talking about pesticides. So those are the clean 15. Now you could always Google, you know, the Dirty Dozen and the clean 15, and they'll come up again. You'll notice bananas and carrots fall somewhere in the middle. I didn't talk about those. I typically buy organic for these types of food. Now keep in mind, washing your produce doesn't necessarily get rid of the pesticides and chemicals because it can grow into the entire plant. But it can reduce your risk of exposure to be sure, certainly. So always wash everything, even if it's organic. Because remember, people touch things. They may be exposed in a truck that's organic and non-organic. It's covered with non-organic dust. So wash everything. And there are certain higher costs. That's why the reason I love frozen veggies and fruits, if you're going to buy organic, because they end up being a better price and they keep for months. So whenever they're on sale, organic frozen berries, stock up my freezer. So consider that as you're going through this. And most people will tell me that the organic even tastes better. So if it tastes better, it's safer for you. Buy it in bulk if you need to. If it's frozen, that's fine too. And just consider these things as to making it part of your life. And when you do this, when you make little changes to your diet, you'll be blown away. Remember, you have to have a normally functioning nervous system, normally functioning digestive system, and good nutrition. And those are the things you may not have control over your nervous system. If you have a pinched nerve, you may have to come see us, my team of doctors, to do chiropractic adjustments to relieve the pressure off the nerves. That's not something you might have control over. Digestion, you sort of have control over. What you put in your body is going to be really important. You want to get probiotics. You want to make sure you have good bacteria in your colon. But if you have something like a hiatal hernia, if you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, how many people have that? Raise your hands. A lot of you do. In fact, in my office, when I test my patients, about 80% of the patients we have digestive issues. So we can actually adjust or pull your stomach down away from the diaphragm. We can do a chiropractic adjustment to fix stomach issues in many, many cases. The ileocecal valve, which is a valve between your small and large intestine, it can spasm. And if it's spasmed closed, you might have constipation. If it's spasmed open, you might have diarrhea. So we can actually adjust that area. And then from a chiropractic standpoint, we check the nerve supply going to the organs. Most people think of chiropractors as pain management doctors. My team of doctors and I are really good at pain management. We get amazing results. However, sometimes we have to go a little deeper. We have to work on the organs themselves. But I want you to consider that you may have a pinched nerve causing pain, but 90% of your nerves don't feel pain. You can have a pinched nerve and not know it. So, for example, you don't feel your blood pressure. It's controlled by nerves. You don't feel your kidneys, controlled by nerves. You don't feel your spleen, your earwax, your toenails. So with chiropractic care, it's not just about pain relief. It's about opening up the nerve supply to the organs so the brain can talk to the organs. Now, so you don't have control necessarily of pinched nerves. You might want to come see us for that. If it's a physical problem with the digestive system, you might have to come see us for that. But you have control over your diet. So you decide what you're eating. You decide what goes in your mouth. So just make better decisions. It's quicker, easier, and cheaper than anything you're doing right now. You'll probably feel better. You'll probably live longer. There's no downside to eating a good diet except one. And that is a lot of the bad food tastes good. I haven't had an animal product in over 34 years. I remember what these things taste like. And they did taste good. I'm not going to lie to you. But the best thing I can do for you is educate you. And then you can make better decisions. And that's what it's all about. So think about what you're putting into your body when it comes to pesticides. Now I want to talk about pest control. Now there are pesticides that reduce many species and the evolution of the species' resistance allows them to evolve. So mosquitoes, for example, they can evolve. So the benefit appear to occur with this one pesticide as predators and competitors due to direct impact of certain pesticides. So we were killing off these mosquitoes. But analysis indicated that loss of predatory flies, damselflies, from pesticide-treated locations allow pesticide-resistant mosquitoes to colonize these habitats because they lack the predators. So what happens is if we spray pesticides to kill the mosquitoes, we're going to kill off the predators as well that eat the mosquitoes. And now the mosquitoes come back in and they take over. So you may have a rebound effect. You may kill off the dragonflies that are eating mosquitoes, and now the mosquitoes come back in. You might want to consider a bat house in your backyard. Bats eat hundreds and thousands of mosquitoes. They don't bother humans. Don't worry. They're not going to fly in your hair. But you can put a bat house. You want to put it at the level of the top floor of your house. If you have water, that's even better still, near the water, and put it facing east. So when the sun comes up, it heats them up because bats need heat. So if you have a bat house, that could be a natural way for you to control insects without using pesticides, because you could kill off the good guys as well as the bad guys when you use pesticides. So this month, several dirty dozen farm workers were exposed to pesticides at a vineyard outside in a place in California. And three of the workers were taken to the hospital. So as many as 63 of the farm workers were exposed to the chemicals where they worked on the farm in California. Now, firefighters who arrived found 63 of the farm workers who had been exposed to these pesticides that were being sprayed across an orchard across the street. So the orchard sprayed it and the wind carried it into the vineyards. Now, if you ever see people spraying pesticides on crops, they have on hazmat suits because it's such a high concentration, extremely dangerous. So once again, just make better decisions. Now, compared to other global agricultural powerhouses, the U.S. has been pretty lax in restrictions on potentially harmful pesticides. This is one study that they did. An analysis of agricultural pesticide regulations reveals that the U.S. widely uses several chemicals that have been banned or phased out in the European Union and Brazil and China. And those are the three of the world's leading pesticide producers. So many times there's products in there that are being phased out in other countries that we still have here. So I want to talk now about pesticide alternatives. And pesticides are substances that kill or physiologically inhibit pests such as insects and weeds and vertebrate animals. So disease-causing organisms are also affected by these pesticides. But consequently, pesticides include a large array of chemical types that exhibit many different biological effects. That's called the mode of action, how it works, by nature. Pesticides are designed to negatively impact various life processes. So how toxic a pesticide is to humans is pretty complicated. And it's determined that most include several immediate acute effects and multiple long-term chronic effects. So you may spray it and not have an effect right away, but over time, it can build up in your body. Now, this is due to the difficulty to actually identify and quantify these effects. So it's a good idea to limit your exposure to pesticides of all kinds. Now, there are three main ways that you can limit your exposure. Number one, use alternatives to pesticides. Number two, if you use pesticides, choose the less toxic products. And number three, always read the entire label and follow instructions exactly. So a couple of things that you can do, okay? If you live in the South, chances are you have palmetto bugs. These giant look like cockroaches. They're harmless. They don't hurt you. They still scare me. And when they take off and fly, it's like a little bat flying at you. And it's a little freaky. When you see something this big crawling across your kitchen table, you know, a couple inches, it's a little freaky. So caulking cracks and holes is important. Look around your house. So there are cracks and holes. Get it fixed. I had swirls in my attic one time. So I had a roofing company come out and they said, well, your roof is so old, they eat through it and there was a problem. So I got a new roof. It's expensive, but I needed a new roof anyway. Remove water surfaces. Like if you have leaky faucets, et cetera, get rid of the standing water because, of course, bugs love that. Keep surfaces clean. Make sure when you're done eating, clean up your countertops. Now, you can use natural countertop cleaners. That's fine. You don't have to use the toxic chemicals, but wipe down your countertops always. I have an electric robot vacuum cleaner. I love that thing. Oh my gosh. You turn it on when you go out at night, or you go out during the day, come home, the house is vacuumed. You got it. Now they even have the self-cleaning, which is amazing. I got the old-fashioned kind. You got to actually take it out and dump out the dust. Love these things because if I have crumbs on the floor, I turn my vacuum on, cleans it right up. Keep your surfaces clean. Select the best plant for the best location and maintain the plant health. And that's going to help as well. If the plant gets infected with bugs, you might want to consider doing something about that. If you're going to use soil from outside, chances are that that soil has bugs in it. So consider that. You got to keep plants that are going to work low levels of pest infestation. Certain plants can help with that. So you want to look that up, like marigolds, for example. My Italian grandfather always taught me plant marigolds around your garden, and it keeps the bugs out. So you plant marigolds and garlic, it keeps the bugs out of your garden. So now they're not going to eat the crop. So now you have to use less pesticides. Because think about this. How did we survive before pesticides? There had to be ways to do these things, and there are natural ways to do it. You can use boric acid if you want to. I may cover that later. To put around if you have roaches or ants. And with ants, when you get ants in the house, it's kind of tough. So instead of using a spray, you might want to use a little trap. Okay, so instead of treating every little small nuisance using big sprays, use the least toxic product that'll only kill the targeted pest. How you choose a least toxic product? Use packaging and formulation. Choose products that are packaged in child safety packaging. We talked about ant bait. They're a good example because the poison is enclosed. Be sure products don't look like food or drink whenever they're repackaging, when they have packages, because kids can't tell the difference if it's in an unmarked bottle. Make sure you keep your pesticides, of course, away from children. Limit your exposure by avoiding products that are in liquids, concentrates, or aerosol form. They linger on the surfaces and in the air and can be easily absorbed through your skin and lungs. Remember that. Your skin is a sponge. Anything you put in your skin can be absorbed. That's why when I talk about soaps, I talk about hairsprays, deodorants, perfumes. Your skin is going to absorb anything you put on it. So be very careful not to use these endocrine disrupting things like artificial smells. If you're going to use a perfume, make sure it's a natural smell, like an essential oil. But perfumes have phthalates in them. Phthalates are endocrine disruptors as well, just like pesticides. So you're thinking to yourself, well, Dr. Joe, I use no pesticides, I eat organic food, and you're putting on perfume and deodorants and hairsprays and makeup. All these can be absorbed into your body. Now, if you're endlessly tired, if you're irritable, if you have trouble losing weight, you feel depressed, you might be suffering from an environmental onslaught of toxins being poured into the air, the water, and the soil. So start to think about this. Patients come to us all the time. Say, Dr. Joe, I was in a car accident. Of course, we want to get chiropractic care always when there's a car accident, as soon as possible. And I have neck pain and back pain, and we do, some of my doctors are like off the chart. I'm so impressed with all the doctors I work with because they're trained by me, they're handpicked by me, they're my personal doctors, and they have all their own knowledge, which is great. But then patients come in, Doc, I'm tired all the time. I have acid reflux, I have other issues. So what we'll do is we'll do an evaluation with the patient and say, okay, maybe it's not just a pinched nerve, maybe it's a digestive issue, maybe it's a nutritional issue. So we want to start looking at these things and find out what it is. And then we may find out, I had a patient the other day, tired all the time, gaining weight, and she just stunk like perfume. I mean, it was just like gagging. And I said, could you ever consider not using perfume? Oh, but I like perfume. I said, then I explained the endocrine disrupting effects to it. And I said, give me a break. Give it a break for 4 weeks. Give it a month and let's see what happens. And after a month, she came back in. She said, Dr. Joe, I'm feeling so much better. My sinuses are clear. My headaches are gone. I'm sleeping better. So think about the chemicals you're putting on your body, not just pesticides, but all chemicals. Now, I'm going to give you about 24 ways to purify your body if you have been exposed to these things. Hopefully, I'll get through them before I run out of time here. Again, if I run out of time, this and over 1,000 hours of podcasts are going to be on the website, drjoe.com. Whenever a toxin goes into your body, it has to get filtered through the liver. So you want to support your liver and your gallbladder with several different things. Beets are great. Beets are a valuable source of iron, magnesium, zinc, and calcium, and they support healthy detoxification and make for better elimination. There's also, they're full of vitamin B3, B6, vitamin C, beta carotene. These are important nutrients for supporting the liver and gallbladder and making something called bile acids. And bile acids break down fats in your body. People came to me years ago and said, Dr. Joe, what would you consider the world's best supplement? And I said, if somebody could take fruits and vegetables and put them in a pill, that would be the world's best supplement because that's the source of the nutrients, like beetroot. So I created something called Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're two powders. They taste great. And I take them every single day. And every show I do, no matter what the topic is, somehow, some way, Super Greens and Essential Source ties into that show. So when we created it, it covers so many different areas when it comes to getting you well and keeping you well. So Super Greens and Essential Source, minimum supplements you should be taking every day. And they're on my website, drjoe.com. But if you do nothing else, I wanted to make something entry level. Now, even if you have a good diet, Super Greens is an essential source of great as well. Drink more purified water. Water is one of the most vital ways to self-purify your body in the world. It helps every single cell get rid of waste products. It allows us to excrete toxins through our urine and our bowels, as well as through our skin and sweat. Now, on a website, drjoe.com, we should have a water filter that I suggest, because people always ask me, what do you recommend? I have a whole house water filter. And in that water filter, it filters every drop of water. Why? Because if I take a shower, my pores open up. And if I take a hot shower, I'm going to absorb the same amount of chlorine as I would from drinking 8 glasses of tap water. So I have a whole house water filter. If there's water in my toilets, water in my sinks, it's releasing chemicals like chlorine evaporating from the water. So that's why I filter every drop. Now, it's a little expensive, but boy, is it ever worth it. If you're drinking bottled water right now, you're wasting your time and your money. Just get a whole house water filter, and it's amazing how that can help purify and detoxify the body. We talked about the bowels working properly. It could be a pinched nerve in the low back. The nerves in the low back control the colon, sex organs, and bladder. So many times with chiropractic care, when we adjust the low back, the bowels start to work better. We also have a product called Dr. Joe's Intestinal Support. So if the bowels aren't moving at least twice a day, you might want to consider Dr. Joe's Intestinal Support just to kind of jumpstart everything and get everything working. That's going to help detoxify the body. Remember, food in should mean food out. If it's not happening, you need to do something. Reduce your meat and dairy product intake, since these are the animal proteins that are so often fed genetically modified foods and they have so many pesticides in them. If you're going to do animal products, organic only. I prefer you don't do animal products, but if you do, organic only. Consume more B5 vitamin. Now, this can help open up blockages created by pesticide consumption. Now, when we're too clogged up with pesticides, our bodies can't naturally detoxify themselves. Dr. Joe's Nitric Oxide Support is a supplement that increases circulation. Now, a lot of people use it because it gives them so much energy. I have to take it in the morning. I can't take it at night. I can't sleep. But it opens up your blood vessels and increases circulation to your organs, which can help with energy and brain function, but it can also increase circulation through the liver, and that'll help detoxify. If you have something called activated charcoal, it's very safe to consume up to 20 or 30 grams a day mixed with purified water. Activated charcoal binds to pesticides and other environmental toxins, and then it ushers them out through the intestines to be purged out of the body. You can also supplement with molasses. After using activated charcoal, just to make sure you replace a lot of minerals that the charcoal can leach out of your body. Again, I'm not a big fan of charcoal, but if you're exposed to a lot of toxins, yeah, I have charcoal, I have it in my house. And if I'm ever exposed to any toxins, I'll take some charcoal pills just to make sure I'm cleaned out. Eat more citrus. Pectins in citrus are very powerful detoxifying agents. Citrus naturally removes heavy metals without depleting the body of more important trace minerals. So citrus is something you might want to consider. Again, probably not something you have to do organic because you're going to peel it. But whenever you eat anything, non-organic or organic, always wash it with soap and water first. If you're cutting a watermelon open, wash it with soap and water because you don't want to drive the toxins that are on the skin into the fruits and the vegetables. Oranges you might peel or cut open, wash them with soap and water first and rinse it off. It's fine. And you're using good soap, so that's fine. You want to create an alkaline state in your body by eating more organic fruits and vegetables and things like Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. It supports multiple channels of detoxification. Now, there's a variety of alkaline water. And here's the thing with alkaline water. It's okay, but if you're eating a good diet, you don't need it. So alkaline water treats the symptoms. It doesn't treat the cause. The cause is a bad diet, and your body's too acidic. So water is great. It cleans out the liver, the bowels, the skin, the blood, etc. So it's important to drink a lot of water to get everything out of the system. Eat more fiber. When you eat fiber, the liver can easily flush toxins out through the digestive system, and we take an immense load off our organs that's constantly being bombarded with all these toxic substances. High fiber foods, including fruits, vegetables, whole grains. I don't like wheat, but you can do quinoa or something along those lines. If you're going to do potatoes high in fiber, make sure they're organic and eat the skin. That's where a lot of the fiber is. Eat grapefruit. It contains something, a special kind of flavonoid, it's called, that helps the liver burn fat instead of storing it in the fat cells. That's why grapefruit diets seem to work. Eating garlic, I'm Italian, I have to say this, can boost detoxification since it can boost the production of white blood cells. Those are called lymphocytes. And that's an important part of the immune system as well. So garlic is excellent, and you want to consider garlic in your diet as well. So eating more asparagus, it can reduce the levels of pesticides in your body. If you're going to eat animal products again, like eggs, they have to be organic. Increase your levels of vitamin C. So it's so good for you, and it can detoxify the body because the vitamin C can reduce, help even with levels of radiation exposure. People that have living near Fukushima, for example, they gave them vitamin C. But again, the easiest way to do all this is Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Now, folks, I'm running out of time. If you have any questions, send them to me through the website, drjoe.com. We have over 1,000 hours of podcast there, audio and video. So if you're a visual learner, audio learner, whatever it is, I have a blog. You can read my articles that I've written. Again, if you have questions, and do me a favor, send me your email address, because I'll put you on our newsletter list. We'll never give it out to anybody, and we send out tips as well. Follow us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Make sure you do that. If you like what you're hearing, give us some good reviews. And we love the fact that you like us on Facebook and Instagram. We send out a lot of information there. But the most important thing, if you have a health issue, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, digestive issues, nutritional concerns, go to my website right now and make an appointment. Stop suffering needlessly. The biggest complaint I get by far, why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I wait so long? Don't be one of those patients. Go to the website right now, drjoe.com. In Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We work with insurance companies, car accident victims, workers' comp, sports injuries. We want to be your doctors. We want to get you well and keep you well. I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. The website again, drjoe.com.
Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.